Well, fellas, springtime's here, and that means Cardinals, Blues playoffs, and shrubs. Yes, I said shrubs because, well, we all have them.
Shrubs as wild as the Australian bush.
The only place I go for my shrubs is Tease Farm and Greenhouses. Locations in Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley make them your one-stop shop for all gardening needs. Be like me and Tim's lawn crew and go to Tease Farm and Greenhouses for your yard needs.
Yeah, I mean, I went to St. Louis U High. I don't have to do manual labor.
Tell them CBS Sports Radio sent you in for great discounts on your purchase.
When the Blues go marching in, oh, when the Blues go marching in, oh, when the Blues go marching in, oh, I want to be in that number. When the Blues go marching in, oh, when the Blues go marching in, oh, when the Blues go marching in, oh, I want to be in that number. When the Blues go marching in, oh, when the Blues go marching in.
So they play that?
You like that.
Before the boys take the ice, eh?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
That's really well done. The video is outstanding. Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah. Sorry, you don't like it, man.
No, I like it.
It seemed like you had to be brought into
no.
it.
No, I like it.
Timmy, the brunette singing in the video is Aaron Bodie. Is that right? I was going to ask that question. You haven't seen the video yet.
Who's
it's
Aaron,
really cool.
Who's Aaron Bodie?
She's a jazz singer from St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. She's beautiful, man. She's beautiful. Wow.
Blues hockey is beautiful, Tim.
Last night was...
not that beautiful.
Right. Last night was like that Elliot girl I engaged in digital play in 94.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
David Backus said after the game, we got to park this one. We've parked them before in the playoffs.
He also said we have to put on our work boots.
You like that? You probably loved
yes,
all
I
that.
Love that.
You probably gave him a little pat on the ass after that soundbite. There you go, backer. No. Kelly Chase has no time for our nitwittery.
No.
And he is with us right now in the Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour. And our appliances kind of phone lines. Kelly Chase, day after every Stanley Cup playoff game, brought to you by GFI Digital. Chaser, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Let's start with the good stuff. Yesterday, Wyatt, Jerry, we just had them on the phone on their way back to Saskatoon. They are just on cloud nine, man. That was so, so cool. And Wyatt continued to describe the day as insane, meeting McInnes, Pronger, Brodeur, and then so many guys on the team. The kid, you can just tell, he's smiling from ear to ear, even though he's like the coolest 12-year-old I've ever met.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. You know what? I think just it puts it in perspective, doesn't it, when you have the opportunity to do something like that for people. There's more to the game sometimes. It was just – it's a good story, and – give the Blues a lot of credit. I think there's more than stuff they go on than people know about. But I'm glad. I'm glad I could, you know, help out and get the kid down here and have the family here to learn a little bit more about them. I mean, it's the crazy thing about it is when I phoned up there and asked the people if I could get a number for them, they said, "Well, did you look in the phone book?" And I'm like, "I guess I never thought of that. I just." Was hoping somebody was just sure enough, hey, well, here's what we got on this is his address. So typical Saskatchewan thing. And it was really neat. I was so impressed with the kid and just such a nice young man and so respectful. And you know what? You can tell a lot about the kid being around him and notice that he's just a wonderful young man.
You know what, I get the feeling, though, that as much as they enjoyed their time, they brought a lot of joy to everyone they met because everyone has sort of followed their story.
I did have to chuckle a little bit on the way I was dropping them off at the hotel last night, and I could see the people were kind of looking. Next thing you know, I'm driving away, and Wyatt's taking a picture with a couple of guys outside the hotel. So it was pretty neat that that the youngster got to have some fun with this.
I guess if it weren't for that, it would have been a real bummer of a night. Not much to like about the game, was there?
No, you know what? I think that the Blues would have to look at it like they're 1-1 and maybe a little lucky to be so. There's some things that are going to have to change in the dynamic of how they're playing the game right now, and I assume that that will get adjusted and they'll go back to work here. I actually thought that was going to be the case, and I had a really good feeling about how they were going to play this last game, and it didn't work out that way. So, you know, San Jose, I've been saying all along, I mean, they're a bear. I mean, they're a hell of a hockey team. So you have to respect that and then find a new way to create some opportunities because they didn't have very many of them last night.
We had John McClain on earlier, and he said that San Jose just generally refuses to get involved in the little stuff, the fighting and the pushing and shoving around the goal, and you can't goad them into anything to get them into a lot of bad penalties. Do you see that? Do you share that opinion?
Yeah, I guess so. But and I actually said it on the show last night myself, but I got to tell you, I don't think that was the issue. Like, we saw that with Minnesota where they wouldn't do it too, but the Blues, you know, had to adjust to a different frame of mind. But again, they had enough power plays to win the game last night. I mean, heck, they got a great opportunity with a four-minute power play with fresh ice in the third period, and they didn't do anything with it. So I'm not so sure that, you know, that's how the Blues don't have to play that way either. It's not like, you know, they're not trying to, you know, battle through anything that they haven't been familiar with during the season. But I mean, the lack of chances or opportunities, I think, are going to have to come from, some of your top guys maybe stepping it up a bit.
You know, you obviously know a lot more about the game than me, but just watching it, it just seemed to me that every time there was a loose puck or a puck in the corner, they would come away with it. It just seemed like they just had a little bit more energy.
Well, they certainly won the battles, the board battles and the puck battles, and you're right about that. And I think that's important to note because there's certain things in your game you can't control. It's the system getting pushed into certain areas, so on and so forth. But when you're on the wall in a battle, there's a 50-50 chance you're going to come up with the puck, and I don't think that was the case last night. So, yeah, you're right. They certainly need to be better on the wall, and on pucks. But again, that's elevated play by better players. And so, you know, it seems to me like there's going to be that conversation with some of the guys that, hey, we're going to expect more and you're going to need to elevate your game every round of the playoffs here. So, again, you know, I don't think this is this certainly isn't surprising to me. I mean, I think the Sharks were one of the top teams right from the get-go for me. You know, when you play certain teams, you watch during the year and you can tell whether they have the crop of guys that are going to make it difficult for you. I thought this year when we played San Jose that we were always, it was such a tough battle against them to me. So I've kind of, you know, expected this, I guess. So that's sort of the mindset going in is that if we don't expect this is going to be hard, we're going to be in trouble because all year, I think they've made it really hard, and so we're getting exactly what I expected.
Interesting column. I don't know if you had a chance to read it this morning, Chase, or Kelly Chase with us, brought to you by GFI Digital, from Pierre LeBrun on ESPN.com. And he writes, the Sharks, you might argue, had no better tune-up for their Western Conference final showdown with the St. Louis Blues than the team they beat in the opening round. The Kings and Blues are two of the heavier teams in the West, and the speed that gave L.A. such headaches in the first round is now, through two games of the Western Conference Finals, giving St. Louis issues as well. And then Pierre writes of a text exchange he had with Daryl Sutter, and he said it's similar. The Blues are probably deeper on the back end. I think it's going to be a long, even series. Do you see some truth to that?
Well, I love Pierre, but the day before he wrote the article that we have so much more depth is the reason we're going to win this series in the game last night, too. So, I think there's some truth to that. I think there's, you know, I honestly believe that it's the all-around play, the way they're coached, everything that's, you know, ties into their success. They play the game, they're passive at times, and they'll pull the Blues into some areas where they're maybe not as comfortable. But I think they also play the game when they're on the forecheck extremely hard and with puck possession. Their best defense is to control the puck. And that's always a hard, you know, it's not like they don't give it away. Like, they'll, you talked about winning the cat, asked about winning the puck battles. The puck battles are won, you know, sometimes a lot of times the Blues will send it in, go after it, and try and, you know, win that battle. San Jose rarely dumps the puck in when they're on the forecheck. They'll try and come at you, and they'll try and win it on the rush as well. So it's a difficult team to handle. And I'm not, you know, I think there's some things the Blues will change. It'll make them, you know, a little bit more effective. And I think that'll also, you know, give them a chance that maybe it'll give, you know, San Jose that thing where they're on the heels a bit. But right now, San Jose's having their way with the Blues because two things are controlling the puck, and they're not giving it away when they get it. Their forecheck is, you know, and cycle. Everyone was worried about whether or not they were just going to play the pace of a track meet, and they're not doing that. They're saying, look, we'll play every style, you know, that any team wants to play. We're just going to be better at it, and that's kind of what they've done here in the first two games.
Would you expect the Blues to make any lineup changes, tinker with the fourth line maybe?
Yeah, I would expect there's some lineup changes, sure. You know, and it's funny because, you know, there's certain things that you can expect when you kind of watch the Blues. You can say, well, you know, I would expect, you know, so-and-so to be. I think some of the moves that might be made with the Blues might be a little bit more surprising, I think, than, you know, how their lines are structured and so on and so forth, because I believe there's a different dynamic of player that it takes to beat the Sharks, and it's not so much the heavy part of the game. I think you gotta be able to go at them with four lines. But, you know, the thing that was questionable with San Jose was whether or not they had enough depth. Well, their depth guys scored the first goal last night, so, you know, I think they have a lot of belief in the way they play, but also in the cast that they put up there. So the Blues might have to go with a little bit of a different lineup where they're, you know, they're looking at guys that are more offensive to be in the lineup.
Who would that be? Yaskin, maybe?
Well, I think Yaskin will be a guy that they'll look to. I mean, he's a young guy that can control a puck still and play that heavy game, but also has, you know, the ability to score. And I'm certainly not knocking the guys that were there, they, you know, because I'm a huge fan of everybody. But I think at some point, Ken Hitchcock's not going to care that he's not getting stuff out of somebody. He'll make changes. Like, if, you know, and right now, you know, he knows there's some guys on his team that he needs more of that are the heavyweights. So, unfortunately, you know, mud runs downhill or whatever you want to say. And so the guys that are at the bottom of the hill are the ones that are going to get overtaken by it. So, you know, but again, this series is 1-1. It's going to be a long series. So, you know, there's nothing there that's, and the Blues are 5-2 on the road. I think I'll take that.
And they've done a pretty good job when they've had a performance that hasn't been their best. They have been able to put it behind them quickly and get back to Blues hockey.
Well, that's what the expectation was, I think, a little bit last night. I just really expected them to come out and have a dominating performance, you know, smothering performance, I guess would be more the word. But, you know, they didn't end up with the result that they wanted. But again, you know what? I think if you looked at how they played in the first game for that second period, I think the Blues would be, all right, we're 1-1, and, you know, we're good on the road, and, you know, we're okay. We're in a good spot. So I expect it to improve as well.
Watching San Jose play, I wonder why they weren't more dominant during the regular season. Is this a team that just holds a little something back for the playoffs?
No, I don't look at it like that. I think they were dominating. I mean, the points, maybe they fell back the last part of the season there, but I mean, I think that there were times and stretches where and the other thing is don't misread just because of it. Like, there's only like 10 points separating a whole group of teams from first place. So if they ended up in Dallas' spot, would you have called them dominating? I mean, they're only, whatever, a few points away from that. So for me, I think they had a pretty good run. I think that's a tough conference as well out there. You know, like when you start talking about having to play LA and Anaheim, and that's how you're going to collect your points, it's tough. So I don't know. I don't know if they got enough credit all year. That's maybe what I'm saying.
Well, so far it's been pretty damn impressive. The Predators did push them to the limit, but they've played very well in the first two games, and the Blues have not played their game, and I don't know how much of that is because of what the Sharks are doing and how much of that is because the Blues just aren't firing on all cylinders. How do you evaluate that, Chase? I realize it's, you know, asking you to put an arbitrary number on that, but that's what I was wondering after I watched game one. I'm like, okay, the Blues didn't play their game, but they still won. That's great. But was that because of the Sharks? Was that because the Blues not being real sharp? And then you see another game of it, and you go, okay, what's going on here?
Again, this is kind of what I expected to see out of this team. So, you know, I expected that I would see Sharks with that opportunity, making it real difficult for the St. Louis Blues to get around. Now, again, I don't want to, you know, misconstrue my, I also believe that the Blues are going to find a way to overcome that and win the series. I honestly believe that they're, you know, you got to give the Sharks credit. There's a little of both in it. The Blues have yet to play the type of game they need to play to win the hockey game, to win a series against these guys. That, to me, is evidence. But the Sharks have got a good game plan. They're playing a very good system, and they're all on the same page. So you got to give them credit. They've done a hell of a job of setting the Blues down.
Final question for you. What was your favorite moment yesterday with Jerry and Wyatt? Perhaps something our audience isn't aware that took place, something you got to witness, sir.
You know what? I'll tell you what. For me, it was the fact that, you know, everybody kind of wanted a piece of the kid, and I said, hey, make sure your mom doesn't get boxed out because people don't, you know, because there wasn't a lot made of, you know, mom wasn't
right.
Talking it. And the very next person that he met, he turned around the young man and said, this is my mom, Sharon. And it put it in perspective for them to just keep, you know, make sure you don't push mom out of the way because that's important to me. I kind of chuckled to myself and smiled. I go, that's a pretty good kid.
Yeah. Boy, he really is. I mean, just so impressive for 12 years old. Just a great thing. That was a great thing. And I realize it wasn't just you, and you've made it a point to say that. But still, you kind of captained the ship on that thing, and that's a damn good thing that both you and the Blues organization did. And I think St. Louis kind of adopted Jerry and Wyatt and the mom, and it looks like they have certainly adopted the Blues in St. Louis as well after the 48 hours in St. Louis. So an incredible story and a tip of the cap to you and the Blues for making that happen.
Well, I appreciate it. Again, you're right. There was lots of people involved, so thank you. And you guys were great with them yesterday, and they know they had a great time on that as well. So plenty to talk about for the youngster.
Amen. Chaser, we appreciate it, brother. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chaser.
All right, boys.
Kelly Chase with us, brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI Digital has you covered from office IT solutions to copiers, equipment, and supplies. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. It's GFIDigital.com. Tease Farm, 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Grow your own blueberry plants. Doug likes this. Mm-hmm. The retail locations in St. Charles, they have trees and shrubs, plants, produce, gardening tools, and even a cafe for you to grab lunch while you sit down and talk with their experts. It's Tease Farms with locations in Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley. Support the sponsors. Not only are they the 9 o'clock hour sponsor on this show, but they're the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. A lot of people are going, yeah, show's been around for a while. Seems like there's like, you know, a few 20-year-old degenerates who listen to it. Mm-hmm. But you guys haven't gotten a shrub sponsor yet. What's that about?
I heard that a lot.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had time to do a lot of landscaping. I expect you'll do some probably in the coming days at your estate, won't you?
No.
You get out there with a shovel. Do you even own a shovel? Do you own a shovel?
I don't know what a shovel is, so I might, but I don't know.
You wouldn't know if you saw it. You wouldn't know what the shovel
took a piece of metal on the bottom of a stick, right?
Similar to that, yeah. But you could get out there and maybe.
I own a Sibian.
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, but we're both confused by different devices.
You could get this shovel and you could dig yourself a hole and you could plant a shrub. Just, you know, the first time in your life that you would do something.
I think in Kirkwood you have to have a tree. There's something going on there.
You have to have eight, at least one.
I believe so, yeah.
Or what happens?
They don't let you build the house. I think this is the case.
Or they put you next to a house with a carport.
Yeah, like they penalize you. It's like going to the sin bin.
That's what it is. So you don't have
a tree. We're going to devalue your property. No.
You do have a tree.
We do. It's a new house, and so they put like a little new tree in there.
Sure, a little stick, a little twig thing.
That's right.
And that counts.
It's like I call it my little plow shark tree. It's a very it's a thin.
It's a mere wisp of a man.
Right.
But you didn't plant it, did you?
No, God, no.
No.
The point being, you're not the official station of record in St. Louis until you get a shrub sponsor.
Now that's the point. Thank you. It. Doug distracts us with his shovel talk, then it gets me on Sibians.
We kind of got across the finish line with this.
Yeah, big moment. Right. And then ideally, kind of the thing where you go, okay, I've made it. I've made it is when you get a wall and the people on the outside of the wall can't hear you talking in your office.
That's not quite there yet.
Nope. Not really even close there.
When I was in Los Angeles, a couple of big radio muckety-mucks, you know, were just workshopping some radio issues. And they said, you guys got a shrub sponsor? And I could proudly say, yes, we do.
Yep.
They didn't ask about an encoder, did they?
Yes.
Yeah, that gets
awkward. I lied.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I said we have four.
Yeah. What are your station's callers? Camo X. So how's everything out here in L.A.? Mm-hmm. That's how you got
to
handle it.
Just try to change the subject real quick. Yeah. So
make up a
hope they don't ask more questions.
Yep. Yeah.
What's your reach? And I said,
good.
Strong.
Quite strong.
Yeah. Boy, one thing we have is a reach. Glad you asked about that.
I did have another radio guy say, you're on in the mornings here. What is it, the ESPN?
Nope.
No.
Nope. We have post-it notes on our window.
Yep. Exactly.
101 does not.
Or CBS. Do. That's better than ESPN.
Yep. Thank you, Doug. Well done, sir. Ryan Kelly is our title sponsor. He met with my sister yesterday.
Did he?
And it's just wonderful to see my sister supporting the sponsors. I can't imagine she listens to the show. I don't know if she does. I know she says people at her office do.
Well, they shouldn't. But she's buying this this little condo.
Well, that's right.
Not so little. It's a nice condo.
Yeah, bought it. I bought it in 2001.
Right, and now she's buying it.
That's right.
And she said, geez, I wonder where I could go to get a good mortgage so the thing doesn't cost a dirt.
Wait, she's buying it from you.
Right. And
you're
I
not
have
just
discounted the hell out of it.
You're not gifting it to her.
No. Should I give away
six figures? Absolutely.
Listen, okay. And Doug is saying, yes, he wouldn't spend $100 on tickets for his son, but he's telling you to give away a
more
condo.
It's more than that. Well, if you're not going to give one of your family members a condo and you make them buy it, as some people do, with almighty dollar being the number one priority.
You give them the gift of great advice going to Ryan Kelly.
Right. Nice. Well done, sir.
I guess that's the least you could have done, because at least this way it'll save her a lot of money over the life of this loan that she otherwise wouldn't have had the place been given to her. Ryan Kelly has probably got her in a loan in the low threes. Or if she's going for a 15-year loan, this loan could be in the twos. Ryan Kelly can show you how to get it done. You have to ask yourself why you want to go anywhere else. Why you not want to call the number one loan originator in the entire Midwest? I don't have the answer to that. If you don't know by now that Ryan Kelly is the guy, then I don't know that we can help you as much. Ryan Kelly was just named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. Great rates, outstanding service. Here's his phone number. Your sister will need this, Tim.
She already met with him.
Okay, well, if she calls him back.
Okay.
314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. Or visit the website, thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert, LLC.
There it is. Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this award-winning program. We have the email today coming up, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Stephen Wildwood, people are starting to talk. Okay, here we go. It's May 18th. All right? Mm-hmm. You know, you have one full week of shows left because we have Memorial Day, and we're going to be off. So you have a few days after Memorial Day. And now you're starting to go, okay, what is Stephen Wildwood's magic number to win the email of the day? Rocco Mediate, Tiger Woods. That's what we're looking at here in 2008 at the U.S. Open. And a lot of people are starting to talk about it. I think the Blues may be distracted by it. I think that might explain what's going on here. And so Stephen Wildwood is in a position to win email of the day. Cucky the Dwarf and Misty Plops are in trouble. Keep an eye on Matt Who Bowls at Hank's, though. Here's a guy who had a big 2015. Slow start in 2016, but seems like as the weather warms up, so does Matt Who Bowls at Hank's. So watch out for Matt Who Bowls at Hank's as we head down the stretch. But you just can't count out Cucky the Dwarf and Misty Pop. You can't.
No, well, I
Stephen Wildwood hasn't been there before.
Okay, pipe down a little bit.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks, had been dealing with a hamstring situation early on.
Yes, he has.
And clearly he's gotten past that, Doug.
He's got a hammy. A hammy affected his ability to type, apparently.
Are you going to let your sister keep those One Direction fat heads that you have plastered all over the walls at your condo?
It's hard to get
it. So far I've described them as negotiable.
Every room. You ever been to Tim's condo?
No.
We had some couple of fondue parties there.
Yep.
All over the walls. I guess they're fatheads One Direction. He loves those guys.
Really? Well, that's cute. And she bought the place anyway, expecting to get it gifted to her.
Well, then I had to say it's negotiable.
Right.
Your Stanley Cup odds right now. The Penguins, plus 175. The Blues, plus 225. The Sharks, plus 325. The Ning, plus 425. I don't know if I would agree with that order, I have to be honest with you.
Yeah, they got the Blues considerably more of a favorite than the Sharks.
Yeah, I would agree on the Penguins just because I think it is a substantial probability that they're going to win that series. And if the Lightning were healthy, I wouldn't feel that way. They've got a couple issues, but they've been able to do it so far without Stamkos, and now it's the situation with Bishop. Didn't play in Game 2. But there they were on the verge, man, to their credit, down 2-0, and they come back to tie it, only to lose early on in the first overtime. But I would agree. I would put them fourth, Penguins first, but I think I would probably put the Sharks ahead of the Blues right now. That's not jumping off the bandwagon. That's
just wow.
Analyzing what I see. And if you saw the 120 minutes of hockey and you thought the Blues outplayed the Sharks, Godspeed. But it is still 1-1, and the Blues have played just fine on the road. Thank you. So I'm not giving up the ship. Just looking at it from a mathematics standpoint, I would put the Sharks as a better favorite to win the Stanley Cup at this moment.
Well, Doug says the Blues have to pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do just that, don't you think?
Certainly put on your work boots.
And you're going to San Jose, so you'll
be able about that.
You'll be able to provide the inspiration.
Yeah.
Huddle up, boys.
I just tried to check in to Southwest. Maybe I get that boarding group A. I was allowed to sign in at 9:20. I signed in at 9:21. I'm boarding group B.
You need to get that A list. You need to get that A
list. I won't be in the middle, will I?
A list preferred. No.
No.
C group, you got problems. Especially, I'm sure it's not a nonstop. Hold on, let me see where you're going through. What do I think he's going through?
Windsor, Ontario.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Denver to San Jose.
No, that's not correct.
Phoenix, San Jose.
That's not correct.
What is it?
Las Vegas.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Why don't you stop there for a little while?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure we'll stop there for 3-4 hours, probably.
Head over to the casinos, make yourself some cash.
I don't know that I have that kind of time. They have casinos. They have slot machines right there at the airport.
Video P.
Lower payouts at the airport slots.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Or less payouts, I should say.
I would think so.
Odds more stacked against
you. That McCarran Airport's kind of depressing. But, man, when I land there, my synapses are firing like I'm watching a daisy chain.
No fooling.
Holy moly. But when I'm leaving there, I'm as depressed as the day is long.
Because you've lost so much cake?
No, it's because I hate leaving.
Oh. It's funny because I get the same thing. I usually would go with my wife, and you're like booze and clubs. And I'm like, honey, we're going to go see the Blue Man Group. Let's hurry. Synapses are firing.
Right.
Maybe Yakov Smirnoff?
No, he's down at Branson.
Old Branson way.
When he's ever there. He's not usually there.
Tim, how do I bet the Sharks? Bovada.lv. That's where you wager. The Blues game last night wasn't, you couldn't live bet it. And I have no idea why that was. I wouldn't have touched it. But I like to emotionally risk manage during games if the Blues are up. And for whatever reason, it wasn't up during the game last night. I emotionally risk managed poorly two nights ago during the Dubs in OKC. They were down by like 5, and you could bet them straight up, like even money. And I'm like, they're going to win this thing. It's like 4 minutes left.
Doug doesn't know what you're talking about right now.
That Golden State Warriors were going to win against Oklahoma City. Mm. They were down by. So I live bet it, but I clicked on the wrong damn thing, and it was who was going to score the first points after the 2 minute break.
Oh, jeez.
And so I saw that, and it was, you know, just a little $50 bet, but Anna Marie's laughing hysterically because she hates that I do this. And, of course, is pulling for Oklahoma City to score the first points. And then that white dude with the mustache. The hell's his name? He's got like 10 brothers and sisters. Tall white guy
white
plays
dude,
in the inside.
Raleigh Fingers?
Two it is. Raleigh Fingers. You're right. And he hits a free throw. Golden State scored with 2:01 remaining.
Oh, no.
So it didn't count. Live betting. High risk, especially if you don't know what you're betting.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you kids.
When you have no clue what the bet is on, it makes it even more difficult.
It's really hard to, right? Actually, how do you bet on something like that anyway? How do you, there's no
I was betting way. On the Warriors to win the game. I had parlayed the Penguins -1.5 and the Warriors -7.5. And you know what happened with both of them?
Yeah.
They both lost.
Yeah,
so you know what I did?
No.
I did the worst thing you can do in gambling.
Try to catch up.
I tried to catch up. You're exactly right, the cat. And so I'm lying in bed. I've already popped my pills. I see Mickey Carroll drive by on a tricycle in the bedroom. It's a whole thing. And all of a sudden, I say, you know what? Dub's finna win this thing. It's even money. I'm going to ship the 50 I lost on that parlay, and I'm going to get it back. And then I bet the wrong damn thing.
Mm.
It didn't matter, though, because they still wound up losing the game, and I would have lost the bet. But that's results-oriented. Let's focus on the process, just like Nick Saban does.
Now,
the
do
process
you,
was effed up, too.
Now, what do you say to your wife? You say, hey, E, I'm going to try to catch up here?
Yep. I said, I'm going to start calling her E now.
Call your wife E too. It's really great.
Hello E. It kind of flows easily. Hello E.
It's a great pet name.
Steven Adams. That's who it is. Hits a free throw and it's over.
Steve Francis. He.
And my wife is. My wife's like laughing like she's the bookie.
And that's her money going out the window.
That's exactly
too.
Right.
And if you hadn't lost so much gambling, maybe your sister could have had that condo
free of charge.
Pay for it.
Yep. Yep.
Ouch.
Should have been gifted to her. Just my
real,
two cents.
A trickle down theory there.
Mm-mm-mm.
You lose
Mm-mm-mm.
your money in Vegas, and your sister has to pay for a condo.
Right.
Mm.
Doug, it's bovada.lv if you want to make a wager this evening.
I don't usually bet on sports, hardly ever, Tim.
Yeah. Bovada.lv, and if you do create an account there, make sure that you enter your referrer as tmckernan@hotmail.com. Then I get hooked up.
You get hooked up in what way?
They give me a little referral bonus. And that you know
what's
what that is?
Referral
Very
bonus.
Nice. $100.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you know it's funny.
Bucks in,
it's
like,
funny.
Credit. It's not straight $100.
You do gamble. You've bet on this show as something that could help your career, and you've been gambling for many years now.
Came up short on that.
You keep trying to catch up, don't you?
Yeah. Well,
today will be the day.
You take a chance anytime you bareback our listeners.
Don't say bareback.
And you're not suspending Tim for that because that was pretty straight up vile right there. I don't know if you understood
okay.
it, but
okay. I'll suspend you.
That's fine. I'll get out of here a little early today.
Okay.
Go back to my office. You guys will be able to hear me anyway.
Tim McKernan.
You notice that whenever I leave, I always, in a normal tone,
yes,
I go,
you
see
that.
You, Tim.
Yeah.
And you're always like, bye. And I swear it's like you're right next to me, and you're in your office.
Doug, I'm looking at the numbers for tonight's Penguins and Lightning game. The Penguins are the favorite on the road in Tampa, -130. Lightning +110. Tomorrow night, I'm surprised by this. It's straight up, even, Blues and Sharks, both
well,
are -110.
Get you some.
Oh, that's
in.
The series price. That's the series price. That's not the game. But it's even, -110. Penguins are -180 to win their series. You finna watch a Dallas tonight?
No, I'm not finna watch a Dallas.
I bet they ship tonight.
I'll watch the Cardinals tonight.
Good for you, Doug. # rights holder.
We'll be watching
Doug, what say you tonight? Cobble together about $10,000. I'll put in $10,000, and let's bet on the Blues series.
You know, I don't think I want to do that.
I don't
that.
Know if I would want to wager on that.
Come on, let's do it.
I don't know
it.
If I could throw it down on the Blues. I would throw it down on the Penguins.
You
not
got
getting great odds.
You got, what, 15, 20,000 in your mattress, right?
I got in my wallet right now.
Ball so hard. Dubs -8.5.
If I don't have a real strong rooting interest, I have a hard time watching it. I just do. I didn't used to, but now I do. I can watch every Cardinal game, every Blues game, Tigers, the Billikens, all that, but it. You start talking about the Dubs playing OKC.
I understand.
Watch small
I understand.
Pieces, but not the whole.
But I don't have a rooting interest in the. I guess I do to an extent. I would like to see if the Blues get to the Stanley Cup Finals, then play the Penguins. It feels bigger. We discussed this yesterday, and I would like to see that. So I was happy to see the Penguins win, even though I was losing my bet. And then I tried to play catch up, and I bet on the wrong damn thing.
Yeah, and lost that too.
Yeah.
Well, the good news, Doug, is that you can watch tonight, and the question will be. Bueno, will he be bueno?
Well, I hope so. There's a lot of guys that have been just premier stars in the league, not doing much this year. A lot of them. David Price has got an ERA like a 6. Zach Greinke can't get anybody out in Arizona.
Price, Miguel Cabrera Price really is paying the price for not signing with the Cardinals.
He is like 5-1, but his ERA is very ugly. There's a lot of those guys around this year that have been the absolute best players in the league.
I keep waiting for Wainwright, and I've seen a couple of starts. You think, okay, this is the beginning of Waino being Waino. It just hasn't. Last start was sort of a regression.
Well, maybe it'll kick
in. He did get the win. He said, you know what, my record's even now. I'm starting from scratch. We'll see how he does tonight.
It kicked in for Mike Leake almost overnight, or so it seemed. And maybe that'll happen with Wainwright.
You're a good man, Doug.
Just for saying that? Mm-hmm. Just for taking the rights holder mm-hmm. approach?
You're a good man, Doug.
Guys, I'm sad to report there was no tribbing and zero talk of lesbianism in Section 116. Let's get it together, Blues. That's from Harry Seward.
Harry, who was the last name?
Seward.
I have a question about that, Tim. English. Now, is it the behavior of the female fans that creates a win?
Wow.
Or does the win...
Chicken and egg, sir. Chicken and egg.
I don't mean to blow your mind with that question.
No, I know. It's something that you really want to kind of sit down and, you know, maybe hang out with a plow shark and, you know, play Puff Puff on my patio.
I think it would be the play of the team. That's what gets everyone in a festive mood. I don't think the players necessarily are looking up into the crowd to see if there's any lesbianism before deciding whether to score a goal. But that's just me, an old school, sure.
Well, if you look back on the Edmonton area in the 1980s, there was a rash of lesbianism.
Calling an uptick.
An uptick.
And you could tell by low birth rate during that period of time?
No, strap-on sales.
You could never could never be a prosecutor. You don't ask the question unless you already know the answer.
I was just trying to lead him in a certain direction.
And you have to think that had to do with the Great One and the Messiah. Don't you? And Fierzy?
Probably.
See?
Probably.
He just crushed you.
Gary Curry?
There's no coming back from that one. Might as well end the show right here.
Doug, the Cavs murdered the Raptors. How about that whole deal? Eric in the CWE. He's the gentleman lover of Caller Jordan.
Yes, he is.
Who the heck is on the Raptors? I couldn't name
one. Damari Carroll. Oh. And he got burned by LeBron last night for a sick dunk. Sick dunk.
You didn't know that, Damari Carroll?
I like Damari Carroll. I liked him when he was at Missouri. I didn't
2009, Elite Eight team that lost to Jimmy Calhoun, one of the nicest guys in college basketball.
No,
Doug hates him.
Yeah, I don't care for the obnoxious. I invented the game coaches, and there's a lot of them out there.
Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Damari Carroll.
Yeah,
they're going to get shipped by the Cavs.
Damari Carroll's what, 6'7", 6'8"? Didn't he always seem like he'd be a little undersized for a power forward in
the
NBA?
He's done well, though, man. He's played well. He's bounced around, but he's got a home, played well in Memphis and got a home in Toronto. But I think they're going to get shipped by the Cavaliers. Meanwhile, the Dubs, man. Dubs.
That's Doug's team.
I'm laying down at 8.5. Maybe I'll do another parlay tonight. Be on the favorites, like a producer, Joe Public.
Proud Joe usually goes for the
favorites. Joe is big on the having a minus next to the team he picks. That's where he is. He's heavy on the favorites. Doug, Gateway Buick GMC is where I get my whip. That's where I recommend you get your whip. Right. And I got my car serviced there just 2 days ago. And I didn't even have to leave the papier-mâché palace. They came by, picked up my whip, dropped off another one in the meantime. And then they go
gave
and
you a loaner car.
Yeah.
What kind of whip was that?
Yukon.
So they gave you a similar whip to your current
That's
whip.
Right.
It's nice.
It didn't have the step stool that I have a customized step stool with my initials on it.
How'd you get up into it?
Anna Marie lifted me.
She did. Right. She's tall enough to get into these cars.
Yeah, she's taller than me. But like you four need inches. Just a, 5 inches? Four
you
inches.
Need just a little bit of a boost.
Right.
I've helped him up a couple of times.
I saw the picture. I took the picture, in fact.
Right, it was hot. Gateway Buick GMC is at I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway, the right way. Support the sponsors. They are a sponsor of our studios here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Well, this is going to be exciting because you have this email of the day. You have Stephen Wildwood. You have Madu Bowles at Hanks.
And Damari Carroll.
A couple of guys like Damari Carroll and Misty Plops and Cucky the Dwarf. They're fighting, but they're running low on time now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just running low on time. So this is Stephen Wildwood's to lose, okay?
Okay, well, he's certainly up to that task.
Meanwhile, you can never go wrong with fun with audio, and it's presented by Llewellyn's. And this title says, Vin Scully can even make dirt sound interesting.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Back in 1916, the Yankees were playing in the Polo Grounds. And whenever the Washington Senators came to New York to play the Yankees, would you believe they brought their own dirt? You're saying, what? Yeah, they did. They would bring their own dirt to dry their hands. And they claimed the soil around home plate in the Polo Grounds was trick dirt. Have you ever heard of trick dirt? Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. Fastball banged into right field. Base hit. So Giavitella, 2-4-2. Single to center, single to right. And the batter will be Shane Robinson. Yeah, to conclude the thought, the Washington Senators, as they were then called, said that instead of drying the moisture on their hands, the dirt in the Polo Grounds made their hands slippery and the balls and bats harder to handle. How about that? Trick dirt. Well, there's nothing tricky about Kershaw. He tried to get the third on a base hit, and he looks like Linus.
Looks like Linus.
What was that? What,
like Charlie Brown? That Linus with the blanket?
Yeah, blanket, didn't he? Was Kershaw running around the blanket?
I don't know. I didn't see the game.
Vin is an artist, though, to be able to weave that story about dirt in there.
You think he just reads that stuff during the day? I got to come up with an antidote, and I got to spin some yarns. I mean, how would you remember that? It's not a story that you've ever heard before.
You do hockey poetry, and you don't read it.
No.
You have a gift, so does he.
He must have to just read all the time about baseball history. Oh, the trick.
Been around a long time.
At the Polo Ground. Made their hands slippery.
Do you believe it, though?
I mean,
really? They brought their own dirt?
Cause he does tell stories that nobody can really refute.
Right. I mean, everybody used to have rosin bags. Maybe this was the early edition of a rosin bag.
I don't know what you just said.
Guys, can we bring our own ice to San Jose? Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
No, they'll have ice. You'll be fine.
You staying in San Jose? You staying in Frisco?
San Jose.
Where are you staying?
Tell me. Fairmont.
I don't know. I don't have that with me right now.
Are you going with your own shooter, or do you freelance?
No, we'll have one there. We'll have one there that'll join us, hopefully.
So it's just you flying out?
That's right.
And you get
four
a rental
seasons,
car?
Me and the rest of my heat.
I don't get a rental car. They just a cab.
Oh, you traveling on BART, Bay Area Rail Transit?
I don't know. I think you'll be a cab.
I mean, you're getting up there. You think you're going to be all right on your own in a big city?
I don't think so. No, I'll probably just wander the streets aimlessly.
Well, I mean, it could happen if you get tired.
I don't really
confused.
Have all my faculties.
Want me to go with you?
Not really, no.
Make sure you stay out of trouble?
You think I'm going to be both tired and confused?
Could happen. The flight's a little delayed. You get there, you're a little disoriented. Next thing you know, you're at some hostel sleeping on a floor.
Mm. Forget where I was going initially.
And then you wake up, all of a sudden start yelling, anyone need a ride to the ballpark?
So I'm going to need a ride game to the tomorrow ballpark. Night, tomorrow.
That's right.
And then you come back, Saturday, I guess? Or no, Sunday.
Sunday.
You have to anchor sports Sunday after 4.5 hours?
I don't believe so, no.
Well, good luck with your journalism, sir.
I'm you sure going back for game fine. Six? Six.
I don't know. I don't know that we've come to that conclusion yet. But I'm sure it'll be tough duty. I'll go there. I'll watch the game. I'll do a live shot, maybe, that'll last a period of about...
Are you going to go live at 10, even though the game will be going on?
No.
Oh, all right.
Can I make a suggestion?
Ring the bell on that one,
Doug?
Another time, if you would.
Yes. Write two versions ahead of time, in case time gets tight for your stand-ups.
Uh-huh.
Write a version, even though you don't know what's going to happen, if they win and if they lose, and then you're all set.
Well, see, you don't know a lot about journalism, do you? You're supposed to actually cover the story that happens. You don't decide what the story is. You let the story unfold, and then you tell the people, and you tell them straight.
But it seemed to me that you tried that at the Blues game, and then you got distracted by food.
Right.
Well, they had that nice little table there behind me.
Doug, that Tenderloin district is filthy with prosties. Tell them good luck. Give that the text of the day.
There's a Tenderloin District in San Jose?
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
I've been to San Jose before, and there wasn't a whole lot to do.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a while, though. I was there quite a bit because the Blues played them in 2000, 2001, and then Missouri played in the NCAA tournament and was a win away, a few free throws from going to the Final Four, but they lost to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Calvin Sampson.
And it's full of prostates. Is that what that...
Every guy walking around has one.
It's full of prostates.
I think I went to a strip bar there that reminded me of like an American Legion Hall. So one of the worst strip bars I've ever... It's either there or Greensboro, North Carolina. I can't remember.
But American Legion.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like guys sitting on folding chairs, and then there's like a hideous woman dancing around. It felt like I invaded a bad bachelor party.
And right when you're there, you're thinking that there's anywhere in the world you'd rather be than right there.
Yeah.
Just to get out.
Oh, sweet. We put in a nice day's work. One of those great 80-second live shots you made reference to.
Yeah.
Let's really reward ourselves with a lovely strip bar in San Jose. And it's a Legion Hall. Mascot is the company that played a role in rebuilding the new InsideSTL.com Mascot and St. Louis Computer Services. 314-650-9083. Like them on Facebook at Mascot Agency. You can follow them on Twitter at Meet Mascot. They do web design, logo design, marketing and advertising, social media, search engine optimization, and internet marketing. It's creative that works as hard as you do. Come one, come all, come big, come small. They work with clients every size and every industry. It's Mascot Agency. 314-650-9083. Mascot Agency. Email of the day coming up here in a few minutes. And then you have Frank Cusimano with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank did a story on Jerry and Wyatt on KSDK last night. And they cut back to the anchors. It was Mike Bush, Kay Quinn, and God, I can't think of the weather guy's name. I feel badly about that. I'm not trying to slight him. I don't know.
Not Mike Roberts anymore.
No, I know. That's the that was going to be my go-to.
Scott
Connell? That's who it was, I think. Okay. Yeah. And they were, like, teared up. Frank can spin a yarn.
They were weeping on the set?
They just were emotional because he told the story beautifully. That's what Frank does. It was a well-done story. And we were featured in it. So when Frank wins an Emmy for that, we can say we won an Emmy.
A little something for us.
Yep.
What did we do, really? Just sitting in the background.
We gave them a chance to be on this show.
Oh.
Highlight of their day.
Well, it was the little bump in the road that he talked about. We had a little bump in the road early. But then we got it together. Once we got to Scott Trade, things began to turn around for us. That's what I remember. But I'm glad Frank's little story was okay.
Why do you call it little, man? Because it's on KSEK?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. No problem.
Loses some of its important when it airs there.
Charlie had a story, too, and he tweeted that his was better. Charlie also tweeted last night, like at 1 in the morning. I really do feel like we need to have an intervention talking about us making fun of him making fantasy baseball waiver wire moves at 2 in the morning.
I saw that.
Yeah. And he's upset of us, upset at us for making fun of him.
He said he's a night owl. It's not like he's obsessed with fantasy sports, but if he's up, he's going to do it. And I love Charlie, and I don't know why you pick on him, Doug.
It's okay to be obsessed with fantasy sports.
Doug and I are going heads up right now this week. What do you think about it?
Oh,
and you're going up against the 27 Yankees.
I was watching Sean Tolleson of the Rangers.
Is he on your team?
Yeah. I said, hey, I'm going to get a save. He came in and gave up 5 runs in the ninth, including a 2-out grand slam to Chris Davis.
Nice.
Walk-off granny. So I didn't get my save, and I had my ERA blown up. But that always seems to happen when I play you. I don't know what your dad has to do with it, if he gives some sort of signal.
He's a minority owner in the A's and Rangers.
I had a psychology minor. Right now what you're saying with this is you feel inferior to Tim, and I wonder why.
Right.
You're both great Americans.
Well, because I don't have a way to influence the games.
Nice shot.
Nor do I have some computer hacker changing some of the stats on the fantasy website.
Just say that Tim is better at fantasy sports and radio. And you're better at
right now. I'm winning 7-3.
Picking people up at the ballpark.
Bullpark. Yeah.
I didn't know that you had Tolleson on your team.
Yeah, that hurts.
I didn't even bother to look at the numbers. Ooh, you had ERA, Doug, 7.36 and a whip at 2.
You gave out like 5 runs in the two-thirds of an inning.
Wowie zowie.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't like my chances.
What's it like to deal with the Southside Seaman?
Well, I haven't had to deal with much yet.
Could be all over your chest on Sunday night.
It's
time for the email today. What do we got here today? Outside of a huge point We got a large two-topping pizza. Truman's on the line for our Email of the Day prize. Nice. Saw that Brad from Truman's posted a receipt, and our listeners like to, when they go support the sponsors, sign it, hashtag free dotum.
Unfortunately.
So I'll let the restaurante know they're getting their money's worth, and we appreciate the listeners doing that.
Okay.
I also noticed that there was a $1 tip on that.
Was it really?
We don't necessarily appreciate that.
Yeah, way to identify us and leave a $1 tip. What was the bill, about 80 bucks? You left a dollar. We'll put our name on it. Thank you.
Title of the email, Lesbian Dan. Doug, there were two girls sitting in front of me at the game last night. They were flirting and having a little touchy-touchy before the game. All the conditions were right for lesbianism. Then there was a heel turn. The Sharks scored a few minutes into the game, and just like that, it was over. They kept wishing, hoping the Blues could turn around so they could give in to their lesbian desires. It just never quite worked out. Damn you, Blues. That comes from Dan.
Dan.
I think it was from Dan Haggerty, Grizzly Adams.
He's no longer with us.
Plain and simple, Doug Vaughn saved my life. I was cornered in the bathroom by some fellow Griffins, angered that I was the one dancing with all the hot dads. Then Mr. Miyagi, I wonder if that's a play of Mr. Miyagi.
Probably so.
Cleaned house. Everybody was Doug Fu fighting. Those pelvic thrusts were fast as lightning. There wasn't a street tough in that lavatory that didn't get a butt licking. Seamaster liked it. Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Engine Joe's.
That's like a 50-something year old gentleman.
Cave Ride Magic Man. He should know better.
He even made Doug laugh.
Sup, Tim. Sup, Cat. Sup, Doug. Boy, did the Blues get dominated by the Sharks last night. Last time I saw that much domination, I was plopped up on the baby changing station with my hands and feet tied down, bent over, and headmaster of the boy dungeon showing me how to play cornhole the right way. That's from Lenny the Lemming.
Awful.
Doug's giving up.
Lenny.
He's not saying that.
The Lemming.
Oh, hey. I didn't see you there. Yes, yes. Come in. Have a seat. Well, since you're here, I know why Doug is anti-booing. It's because he is obsessed with this politically correct culture. He doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, and he thinks the rink should be a safe space for the players. Doug, when did you go PC, bro? You and your lunatic right-wing cronies who are constantly offended by everything from flag desecration to Jesus memes to the war on Christmas are what's ruining this country. See, Doug, I can do it too. The Barnhart Brawler.
Ooh.
Wow.
That one probably stung a little bit.
Brawler. No, he's just so far out there that you don't even have to argue with him.
He now addresses people on the fan page as brother and then their last name, or sister and then their last name.
Why?
I don't know, but I kind of feel like I'm like watching a Black Panther movement or something. That's what's going on with the Brawler. What's up, sister Becky?
He's an odd duck.
What's up, brother Andrew? I have to tell you, I kind of like it.
It seems respectful to me.
Yes, it does.
I think he's an odd duck.
I watched Malcolm X over the weekend. You guys watch it by chance? And brother Malcolm, and that's what's going on the fan page with the Brawler.
All right, well, these aren't his brothers and his sisters. They aren't.
I feel like we're all brothers and sisters on the fan page.
He's in favor of flag desecration. Sounds like it. Why am I not surprised?
Coach, would you say that the lack of scoring hurt the team tonight? Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
Steve. In Wildwood.
TMA Quick Hits Edition. Hey, Filth Boys, the Blues. Don't worry about the game last night. We'll get them tomorrow. And the good news is Steen found a stick around 6:30 this morning's been. Ha-ha, back to you, Steve. Booing. Booing is encouraging. When I'm trying to change my stepdad's diaper and I'm not showing enough want to, my mom boos the hell out of me. Then I find another level and play my game. It works. EOTD Monthly Championship. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow, wow, wow. Let me just say I am a big fan of Stevie and Wildwee. Terrific stuff. Also, I love how MWBAH, Doug, it's Matt who bowls at Hank.
All right.
Took a little time off, found himself, and is now back to writing that beautiful prose. This city needs you, boys. Also, I found out yesterday I'm the love child of Doug and Lady Journalism. A simple DNA test, and now I am eldest heir to the Vaughn throne. Just give me that $400 and chocolate cherry Bordeaux ice cream now, because you, sir, are not long for this earth. Thanks, Dad. That's from Cucky Lindemolder.
That's about me, Dad. Cucky Lindemolder. Lindemolder. He's new.
Dear Diary, it is me, last day at university.
Soon, don't say university.
I love that.
That's so British. I don't want to hear you on
it is
holiday.
Classy. It's classy. Elegant.
We need class.
It is, excuse me, and in van, two and one. Dear Diary, It is my last day at university. Soon I will be the lead sports anchor for a top 10 market, and shortly after that, I will be the face of SportsCenter. Me professor said I can get there as long as I sleep me way to the top. But I want to prove him wrong and make it there on my own with hard work and passion for this industry. My only weakness is short bald men with misshapen heads and hot wives. Hopefully I never meet anyone like that, and I'll be the face of the nation when it comes to sports. Signed, Doug Vaughn. Written by the Jeffco Gentleman.
It's written in a gentlemanly fashion.
Yeah, it was.
Jeffco Gentleman. He's new.
Hey, fellas. Heard there was one James the Cat Hayes who wanted me to call in today. Thought about it, but then I realized I'm much too good for that. What I will say is that I told the Star Trek fans, some of you people need to get a life. The other day, there was a post on the fan page concerning someone reporting a random picture. There then presented to be a 56-comment thread in which some of the listeners called for the ban and the head of the reporter of the picture. Turns out the guy accidentally hit a button. Thank God, because oh, the atrocity it would have been if it was on purpose. There simply has to be better things these people could be doing. Thank God we avoided that prison riot. That's from William Shatner.
Glad he emailed.
Yeah, Shatner.
The guy got publicly shamed during the golf tournament on the fan page, and he reached out to me directly to say, I hit the wrong button. Is there anything you can do because these people are coming after me?
There's people that's what they do all day, is they look for something online that they don't like, and then they criticize anonymously.
What button
that's
did he
life.
Hit? I don't understand what
he reported
wrong.
A picture on the fan page. And I guess it upset Chrissy Runner Girl, and she posted that this picture had gotten reported, and then a number of the fan page members then attacked this gentleman, and he sent me a private message, I don't know him, asking me to see if I could call off the dogs.
It's quite an issue.
Dogs.
It had to be dealt with.
Dogs is a pretty good word for them.
Yeah, but it's
Maybe
Brother Mike and Sister Becky.
Get yourself a life and stop criticizing everyone you come across on the internet.
Why don't we have a chat today at 12 on the fan page, Brother Doug?
No thanks. No thanks. There are people just looking to be upset, looking to make fun of people, to offend people. No thanks.
That's what we do every day on this show.
Right. Brother Plowshark, what do you make of it?
It looked like leave me alone.
What up, Jeezy?
Doug?
What was that about? What do you mean, what up, Jeezy?
Oh, sorry, I was putting on my headphones. Didn't hear you guys.
All right, we'll just take a pass because we're on
the I was just asking about the fan page controversy.
Oh, Brian Henschen, the great Brian Henschen, was actually explaining
that. There he is, isn't from South Dakota, Brian Henschen.
Hello, Henschen.
I wasn't for sure you could actually accidentally click a button and immediately send a notification to the moderator, so I'll have to next time be sure that I don't do that and get hate mail. From the Facebook fan page. Sure. I respect the guy, though, and I'm glad he apologized.
I think you missed the point of the question, though. He was like, what about the whole controversy? Is it much to do about nothing?
Oh, it's always to do about nothing. I think that's what makes the fan page great.
Whoa. Not when your little instant messenger notification pops off every 15 minutes with somebody asking for me to ban somebody. Guys, Plops here. I was one of about 600 people in attendance at the Cardinal game last night. Great seats, thanks to you guys. These were my Email of the Month winner seats. However, this horse's ass, who looked like the plowboy after 7 years of steady meth use, sits down in front of me. About every other pitch, he rips his vape machine and blows it over his shoulder onto me. So here's poor Plops, virtually lost in some douchebag's watermelon-scented lung fog for 3 straight hours. Felt like I was lost on the dance floor at Club Buka circa 2002. I was waiting for some jackass in a Z107.7 shirt to hop on a mic and yell, Bachelorettes of St. Louis, make some noise! By the fifth inning, I had enough, so I pulled my shorts to the side and peed all over the back of this Hoosier starter jacket. The family seated next to me apparently took issue with this act of retaliation and reported me and my weasel to security. A medium-sized fistfight broke out when police arrived, and I was carried out of the stadium all screaming, You can't do this. I'm a guest of Inside STL. Somebody call Tim. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up in case you were contacted by authorities. Thanks. That's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plop.
And we're out of time. That's what we have for the email today. Show me what you got, little mama.
I think today we have a clear winner, and that clear winner is Injun Joe.
I don't think so.
I'm
going to go with just a good, solid, business-like email from a fellow by the name of Shatner, William Shatner.
I think I'm going to go with William Shatner as well, as a matter of fact.
I'm shocked.
Congratulations, William Shatner. You have won the email of the day, and you get a pizza at Truman's Place in Soulard. Don't forget, Michael's Flooring Outlet has four great locations to visit and a huge new showroom at their St. Peter's location. What sets them apart? Their employees. They're great for everyone. They're perfect for the do-it-yourselfers, and they're also perfect for the contractors. Locations in St. Charles County, West County, North County, and Darden Prairie. It's Michael's Flooring Outlet at michaelsflooringoutlet.com, a great sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After here on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Time for us to shut it down, Doug. Hate to do it. Right. Frank's up next. He has the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to his Hollywood Casino Press Box. It is next. Lion's Choice, new location on Manchester and Rock Hill with all the soppins and the fixins. For Peyton, for the Plow Shark, for my brother Kevin, for the Sea Monster, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Sullivan, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live. The Gateway Buick GMC Studios.